Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
A second consecutive day of a warning for Limpopo. It's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms and more heavy rain that can be expected over the northern and central parts of Limpopo. Showers and thundershowers also forecast over parts of Mpumalanga and the northwest, and it will be hot in the northwest. Gauteng will be cloudy but with no rain. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 30, Joburg and Emalahleni 27, Mpumela 29 and Polokwane a high of 28 degrees.
In Midrand on the N1 southbound, queuing traffic towards New Road, and expect delays in Pretoria on the N4 Witbank Highway westbound towards the N1 highway.
The Gautrain bus service has suspended its buses until further notice. No word yet from Gautrain management as to the reason. Commuters are urged to make alternative arrangements to get them to and from the stations. That comes after Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi said in his State of the Province address last night that government will invest 120 billion rand into the expansion of the Gautrain to new areas, including Soweto, Mamelodi and Springs. And in South Carolina in the US, a man on death row has chosen to be put to death by firing squad next month. It will be the first such execution in America since 2010 and the first time such a form of execution happens in South Carolina. I'm Khadija D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
A big cricket match on later today. South African captain Themba Bavuma says his side will not take world champions Australia lightly despite the Aussies fielding a depleted bowling attack. They meet today in the Champions Trophy in Rawalpindi, having each won the first games in Group B. Australia is missing its pace trio of Pat Cummins, Josh Hazlewood and Mitchell Stark, but that doesn't mean the Proteas will undermine their opponents.
Yes, they don't have, their mainstay bowling attack. Probably within the bowling, there's opportunities. And I think if that presents itself on the day, we'll definitely be looking to make use of that opportunity. But in saying that, we definitely won't be taking them lightly.
Mavuma reckons South Africa have a good chance to break the ICC event jinx. They've not won any title since winning the Champions Trophy back in 1998, which it was called the ICC Knockout Tournament at that time. First ball today is at 11 o'clock. Manchester United will cut around 150 to 200 more jobs as part of an overhaul to return to profitability after 5 years of losses. The plan is addition to 250 jobs which were removed last year. The club has been restructuring and cutting costs since British billionaire Jim Ratcliffe took a 25% stake last year and took charge of soccer operations to try and revive its fortunes on the pitch. Galatasaray say they intend to bring criminal proceedings over racist statements made by Fenerbahce head coach Jose Mourinho towards Turkish people. The Super League title rivals drew 0-0 last night after tensions had risen over the referee appointed before the match. Slovenian official Slavko Vincic was drafted in by the Turkish Football Federation. Mourinho had welcomed the decision to use the referee, and it follows several recent controversies in Turkish football. And after the game, Mourinho made comments about the behavior of the Galatasaray bench. It's a story that I think is actually going to explode soon. I'm Paul Anjinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
When you hear, "Hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran."
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you. You look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.